This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Senate negotiators are trying to hammer out an agreement on national security spending, including Ukraine aid and border security. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the package also includes funding to combat the opioid crisis.
President Biden's national security supplemental request included more than $1 billion to counter fentanyl trafficking and more than $1 billion for state grants for treatment, recovery, and overdose prevention. Director of National Drug Control Policy at the White House, Dr. Rahul Gupta, says the funding is critical.
The conversations in Washington get, you know, sort of surrounded around Ukraine or around other pieces of funding. But the fact is the president has been committed from day one to make sure that Americans right here at home are getting that help that they need.
He added the president will continue to push for the additional funds. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, the Springs Rescue Mission is hosting its annual Christmas banquet today for anyone who is hungry or without shelter. In addition to a warm meal, people will get a care package with toiletries and letters of encouragement. The Springs Rescue Mission expects to serve between 400 and 600 meals during the two-hour event. The banquet is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Springs Rescue Mission campus in downtown Colorado Springs. It's free and open to the public. Jury deliberations continue today in the trial of two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR News will bring you live special coverage once a verdict is read. And as always, you can find more at CPR.org. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver in the Springs today, mostly sunny, but a winter storm is moving in Saturday with rain and snow.